Okay, delegates, let us start. Delegates, may I have your attention, please? We could start the discussions, conclude the discussion on this particular agenda item and move forward. Before the coffee break, we heard a lot of delegates giving useful suggestions to improve the proposal in terms of a business plan. There generally seemed to be a sense of this committee that we needed a business plan because we needed more resources, and that would also bring about enhanced transparency in the work. It would tell us as Codex as to how and where we need to move forward and in which direction. We are aware that and in the morning our colleague from WHO informed us that the World Health Assembly, which is going to discuss various agenda items, and this time the food safety would be an important issue to be discussed, which is discussed once in 10 years, and this is a time when we are likely to discuss. But perhaps we will not be ready with a business plan by the time we have this World Health Assembly. Otherwise, this was an excellent opportunity to present it to the Assembly as to why we need more resources and what are the activities that we are going to do. On the basis of the inputs that came up before the coffee break, it seems that Australia and New Zealand would, taking into account the comments that were received today, that were heard today, would work with the FAO and WHO, essentially FAO and the Secretariat, to further develop the business plan, maybe work on a model, taking up certain activities, and put actual figures on the basis of the experience that the Secretariat has, the FAO has, and WHO has in various capacity building programs or on other food safety matters. As far as the performance indicators and the measures of success is concerned, perhaps the experience that has been gained until now by the Codex Secretariat, and I'm sure the Codex Secretariat would be able to provide substantial guidance on this. A revised document can be brought before the Executive Committee in June, which we could then discuss and take it to the Codex Commission. This is a summary of what we feel that was discussed, and this is the direction in which perhaps we could move forward. If the committee is in agreement with this approach, then we can request Australia and New Zealand, who have worked very hard until now, and we would request them to put a little more extra effort and take it to a logical conclusion. Are there any comments which I might have missed out, or any additional comments which we could make and make a recommendation to Australia and New Zealand? I see no flags. Chairperson Hulabek would like to make an intervention.
Thank Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. This seems a good way forward. And just as if the committee agrees, as it seems it does, we should move forward that way. I would just reemphasize, however, the words from our representative from WHO about the importance, the extreme importance of members, our delegations to the World Health Assembly, to the Executive Board in January and the World Health Assembly in May, to stand up and say, food safety is important to us. We feel WHO must support food safety, and even better, must support Codex. That is really, really important. It took 5, 6, 7 years for him to pound this into my head, but it's there now. I appreciate it. It's absolutely important. They have to hear, the Assembly has to hear from member countries. And I recognize, I think many of us recognize what a challenge that can be. Sometimes it requires bringing together and forming a consensus between agriculture ministries and health ministries. That can take a while. We've already started, but it's very, very important. And I would just end this discussion with that urging. Please go home. Please talk to your colleagues. Find out who goes to the World Health Assembly and speak. Urge them to speak.
Thank you, Chairperson Hulebeck. I can see a big cheesy smile on the face of Jorgen. Sorry? Okay. Well, we've concluded. Sorry.
No, Mr. Chair, only to mention to the overall committee something that I was mentioned to some of you, that one of the important issues that happened during the FAO conference is that the people advocate for more support for food safety activities recognized the effort made jointly by both organizations in that sector, and the fact that we have complementary advantages and capabilities that is fostering the work on that area. And the work of the Codex Alimentarius was used as one of the reference to a joint program that works effectively. Then it's important to highlight that.
Thank you, FAO. Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In this, we will try to put the figures on the budget, and I would like to have a question or a clarification, or that's a practical issue. Would the Executive Committee also have an estimation of the cost that is borne by the host countries? That was done, but quite a long time ago. I think it was in 97 or 98, and since then it has not been really put in any document. It was always mentioned, but it was never really the case. So our question was whether you would also need to have these figures, if it's acceptable to the Executive Committee, that we should ask the host countries, and then we would put perhaps a total or an estimation to also see what is the part from the host countries, where, of course, without them, we would not be able to have so many committees. So, because it has been mentioned several times, but it's quite a long time ago that the actual figures were put forward. So that was just to be sure it was agreeable to the committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. I really wonder whether it would be possible, because the cost of living is different in different countries. But I believe the member from Southwest Pacific would like to take the floor.
Speaking as the host country for a Codex committee, we should be able to provide those figures fairly readily, because that's part of our budget process, is estimating our expenditure for the next meeting that we'll be hosting. And in the past, we were always required to provide that information in US dollars. So I think that if it's only a case of requesting the information from the various host governments, that yes, we should try and aim to include it. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for Southwest Pacific. member from Latin American Caribbean countries.
Gracias, señor presidente. Compartimos plenamente lo señalado para Australia. Creo que esa información sí o sí tiene que estar en este presupuesto. Una de las cuestiones, independientemente del tema de la transparencia y de realmente saber cuáles son los aportes efectivos que las organizaciones hacen al trabajo del Códex y qué de ese presupuesto en realidad está financiado por los gobiernos que presiden comités, creemos que también podría ayudar a tomar otro tipo de decisiones en el Códex. Ya sea la propuesta que en su momento hizo Brasil respecto de reunir todas las reuniones de Códex en Ginebra o en Roma, o inclusive teniendo en cuenta los gastos que demandan las reuniones de los comités regionales, que darían cuenta de la diferencia de presupuesto de realizar una reunión en un país en desarrollo o realizarla en un país desarrollado, que como dijo el vicepresidente, tienen costos totalmente distintos. Contar con esta información de los costos que tiene cada una de las reuniones podría ayudar a tomar otro tipo de decisiones en el Códex respecto de los lugares de realización de reuniones. Gracias.
Thank you, member for Latin American Caribbean. The member from Southwest Pacific had mentioned that they would invite information from different host countries that have co-hosted or hosted sessions of different committees, and probably that information can be utilized while developing the business plan. Yes, the Secretariat can be in the best position to get this information, and that is what I had in my mind when I mentioned that. Okay. So thank you very much. We seem to have concluded discussion on this particular agenda item, and we can now move on to the next agenda item, which is 5A, the implementation of the Codex Strategic Plan 2008-13, the general implementation status, which is essentially going to form the basis of our work on 4C, that is the business plan. In the Annex 1, there is information about the status of various activities under 5 different goals. This Annex runs into 11 pages. What I would like to suggest for the sake of convenience, that we take up discussion on a goal-wise basis under the strategic plan, and when the members have any comments on specific activities, we can take those on board and discuss them. So starting from goal one, would you like to initiate that discussion? Okay. Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On this objective, it's related to standard setting. So as you can see, most of it is continuing. The reference is to the document on the monitoring, which we have discussed. Including all of these from 1-2, 1-4. 1-5 is on the task force on antimicrobial resistance, which we have mentioned that now it's at step 5, so it's according to the time frame. Similarly, as regards the risk management frameworks, that was The work was underway in the Committee on Residues of Veterinary Drugs and Committee on Pesticide Residues. The reference is to the latest report, because since then the committees have not yet met. Similarly, FAO WHO capacity building program will put the reference to the document presented at the last commission. And of course it will be updated at the next commission. This is also ongoing activities. And publishing and dissemination, also it's ongoing. And I can ask our colleague from Highland to ask something on update.
Thanks very much. Just to say that we have just this week completed the update for 2009 after the 2009 commission, updated all the standards and codes. The new codes are on the website. We're now going to produce the CD-ROM, and we have this year in the second half we have done some publications which we thought were important. We have issued new edition of food hygiene, containing quite a comprehensive collection of the food hygiene texts. Animal food production, we've updated the new publication on biotechnology, and there was one more, which escapes me at the moment. And we're now going to proceed with the procedure manual. You have there a rather preliminary version, because it's still like in an A4, just paper clipped together, a version in English of the procedure manual. If you look at it, if you discover anything that you don't like and that you think is wrong, that can still go into the final version. You're so the test audience for that one, because we have done some reshuffling, which we think was maybe a more logical order than before. Don't pay too much attention to the index, because the index is more or less the only thing that we didn't really look at, and that will be done at the end when we have a final version before printing. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Tom Highland, are there any comments from the floor on different activities under Goal 1? I see no flags. We could move over to Goal 2. Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Goal 2, it's on mainly on risk analysis. As you, there has been not so many updates, because none of the committees which are dealing with risk analysis have met so far since the commission, so the general principal is still working on this, working on the review of risk analysis principles, and activity 2.2 was not yet started, because it was conditional on the previous activity being completed. Activity 2.3 is ongoing, and criteria, there was a review already. It was already discussed and it was agreed. The activity is completed, so it was agreed to use the current criteria, which are used by FAO and WHO in the scientific advice, and also as regards the report on the request for scientific advice. It's also indicated in the document which we are going to discuss later. And the request for scientific advice, by the time we wrote the document in 2008-2009, most of them came actually from the committee, but we will have some, I think perhaps if you will update us that there were some exception in more recent consultation, so that maybe if you perhaps we can update us on that. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. FAO, please.
Y gracias, señor presidente. Solo para mencionar que por lo que se refiere al punto 2.5, el documento al que se hace mención incluye no solamente las solicitudes de asistencia técnica transmitidas a nosotros a través del sistema de Codex, sino también una segunda información que se relaciona a las solicitudes de asistencia técnica, de asesoría científica que nos llegan directamente a través de los miembros, y nuestro colega de la OMS mencionó esta mañana que el próximo año tendremos una reunión de expertos relacionada con bifenols, y en el caso de que es una actividad conjunta, y tendremos también una reunión sobre la aplicación de una segunda reunión sobre la aplicación de la nanotecnología en el área de alimentación y agricultura, organizada en la FAO en colaboración con diversas organizaciones y el gobierno del Brasil. Gracias, señor presidente. Nueva información.
Thank you, FAO. Before I give the floor to a member from Latin America and Caribbean, I just wanted to give a small update on activity 2.1, where in the notes it says CCFH is developing a risk analysis policy document. Just to inform the House that this document has been developed and will be presented at the next Commission meeting. Member from Latin American Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. En realidad me iba a referir justamente al punto 2.1. El Comité de Residuos de Plaguicida está haciendo la revisión de los principios de análisis de riesgo para el establecimiento que lleva adelante el Comité de Plaguicidas, tratando de evaluar la consistencia que tiene con los principios generales del Códex sobre análisis de riesgo. En realidad, mi duda es hasta qué punto es viable llegar al 2011 con todo el trabajo concluido, o qué se esperaría tener para el 2011, porque se supone que el informe final de este grupo de trabajo, si fuera aceptado por el Comité de Residuos de Plaguicidas, estaría en el mes de abril, ¿verdad? La reunión del Comité de Residuos de Plaguicidas creo que es en abril, no tengo en mente exactamente la fecha, pero seguramente va a ser después de la reunión del Comité de Principios Generales. Con lo cual, en el 2011 recién se presentaría a Principios Generales el documento. Por lo tanto, tengo dudas con lo realista que pueda ser esta fecha del 2011. Quizás debería ajustarse. Gracias.
Thank you, member from Latin America and Caribbean. Member from Near East, please.
Thank you, Chair. فيما يتعلق بالهدف الثاني من الخطة الاستراتيجية والمتعلق بتشجيع التطبيق الواسع والمنسق للمبادئ العلمية وتحليل المخاطر والأنشطة الفرعية المرتبطة به, فأيضا أريد أن أشكر لجان الدستور الغذائي التي طورت وثيقة لسياسة تحليل المخاطر. وهنا أريد أن أقترح بأن تقوم بالبحث عن طريقة مبسطة لتعميم استعمالها من قبل الدول النامية بالتعاون مع لجان التنسيق الخاصة بالأقاليم. وأنا أعتقد بأنه في هذه الطريقة ستكون هناك استفادة فعلية في هذا المجال. واقتراحي هذا يتعلق, عندما أقول طريقة مبسطة فأنا أعني شيء من قبيل كتيب على سبيل المثال, كتيب خاص يوضع لهذا الغرض. وشكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, member from Near East. I believe these documents would go into the procedural manual, and it is then for the member countries to further disseminate within the country. But maybe FAO could comment on this.
Gracias. Gracias, señor presidente. Solo para manifestar que este punto ha sido mencionado en varios comités y se ha solicitado con anterioridad a la FAO y a la OMS de tratar de producir un paquete de capacitación en la aplicación de los principios de Risk Analysis que considere realmente las necesidades de los diferentes países. Esto se está realizando a través de una iniciativa conjunta de capacitación entre la FAO, la OMS, ICD y OAI. Y esperamos que el próximo año este paquete de capacitación con estos ejemplos de la aplicación real de Risk Analysis esté disponible para los países.
Thank you, FAO. Madam Secretary, would you like to respond to the point raised by the member from Latin America and Caribbean?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, in fact, as mentioned in the question, is really important to see how this will progress, because one of the committees which already has risk analysis guidelines and policies is now revising it. That's the Committee on Pesticide Residues. And that was also mentioned, and the Committee on General Principles was aware of this question. In fact, at its last session, it confirmed the time frame of 2011, but it may be, it's true, it said that it should not delay the start of the work in the Committee on General Principles. But it's true that the revision which is underway in the Committee on Pesticide Residues will not be finalized by the Committee on Pesticides. First of all, the time schedule is that the Committee on General Principles will meet during second week of April and the Committee on Pesticide Residues just the week afterwards. And even if it could finish it, in any case, it would have to go to the Commission and be adopted. So the discussion will be to some extent based on the current risk analysis principles which exist. We already had this discussion in the Committee on General Principles, and it should not be an obstacle to starting the discussion on looking at the consistency of risk analysis principles. So that's what we can reply at this stage. But perhaps at the next session of the Committee on General Principles, it will have to establish another time frame. That will depend how the discussion will go. It can already have some recommendations for the committees in relation to risk analysis. At this stage, we cannot say much more because we will see how the discussion would go already in the General Principles Committee. But it was agreed to work already on that subject and not to delay until there was a revision in the Committee on Pesticide Residues. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Well, the different documents on risk analysis principles and procedures are to be evaluated for their consistency with the working principles of risk analysis. And any revision would also have to be consistent with that approach. So even if the document, the revision of the risk analysis principles of the Pesticide Residues Committee doesn't happen before 2011 CCPR meeting, CCGP meeting. Well, as Madam Secretary said, that they will define a new time frame and review that revised document at that point of time. Well, if there are no other comments on goal 2, if we could move over to goal 3. Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That is strengthening of the work management capabilities, the review of the criteria. Some of the activities have been completed, some of them delayed. So review of the criteria for work priorities. That's what we have been considered on the under item 2 for consideration at the 63rd Executive Committee. So that was the discussion we had at the beginning of this session. On standard management, this is ongoing activity because it's related to the critical review as well. Committee-specific decision-making and priority-setting criteria. All the committees, all the general subject committees and some other committees have looked at this issue. They all looked at it. Some of them have some specific decision-making criteria or some priority-setting criteria, especially most committees dealing with food safety have priority setting criteria and have regular discussion of the priority setting, especially in relation to requests for scientific advice. And other committees either have decision making criteria or some specific criteria, or they consider that they replied also when they looked at this issue that the general criteria, the criteria for commodities or the criteria for food safety work were adequate. That's point 3.3. As regards 3.4, analysis work management approaches, it was not yet started, and at the last session it was noted that so far the committee had not, it was not really discussed, but the committee noted that it had not started on this activity in view of the time used to, for a number of other important activities, and 3.5 is consequential of 3.4. Regarding priority rank comprehensive account for scientific advice, this is a standing item on the agenda of this committee. We're going to discuss later with the document which is mentioned. And as regards 3.7, this will be our next item on the agenda, the evaluation of the capacity of the secretariat. And 3.8, the decision on how to streamline commodity work that was discussed several times, and then we have a decision of the commission to discontinue specific work on this subject. So that brings us to the end of activity and of goal number 3. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Member from North America.
Thank you. Have, I guess, some comments and questions. I think this morning we had a good discussion about the procedures for critical review, and so I'm pleased to see that that is on the list of activities. I would just, I guess, reiterate that I think the group felt that there are some areas that we can make some improvements in, and so we certainly will be looking forward to completion of that. It appears to me that it mentions procedures as well as format, and I think probably that's more what we were talking about today is how we go about that, and if we have to change the format, that's fine, but I think we are more interested in making sure that we have something that works for us. I am curious about 3.4, and I just wanted to get a little more information from the Secretariat in terms of what they see this as involving. What does, you know, what are the activities that, or what are the, how would you go about doing this activity, and what are you looking at? And then secondly, what's holding back our progress on that, so that we have some idea of what it is you need to work on that? Thank you.
Thank you, Member for North America. Do you know? Madam Secretary, please, would you like to respond?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is, of course, up to the committee to decide whether that should be initiated. And, of course, we would need some guidance of the committee on what they would expect, because we have was discussed some time ago only when it was included in the strategic plan. There was never any specific discussion on that point in the executive committee where we looked at previous sessions, and in fact it had not been discussed so far. Work management approaches that would be perhaps on the streamlining of scientific advice, or to give some examples, facilitate the advancement of text in the codex step process. It's also related to some extent to the critical review, when we look at the critical review and see what may prevent the rapid advancement of text in the process. We would need also perhaps some guidance, some indication from the committee on what they would expect from that activity as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Well, I think the Secretariat would need to be guided as to how they need to proceed on the work management approaches that eventually facilitate advancement of the work in the Commission. Any specific suggestions that we could make to the Secretariat might be useful for them. Madam Chair, please.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. I will intervene on this point because when I was a vice chair, it was that bureau that developed the terms and the elements of this strategic plan. And I can tell you what we were thinking of at the time we wrote this activity. We had a sense, and I think it's fairly obvious to all of us who observe the work of various committees in Codex, that some committees appear to work more quickly than others. And I think this will also be illustrated later on in our agenda when we see the paper that has been prepared by the Secretariat on the speed of the Codex standard setting process. It will show some differences from committee to committee. The concept for this activity was to request or to have a study done that would ask a knowledgeable expert to step back and have a look at sort of make an inventory of the common elements of work and how they might be approached by various different committees. Look at what works for some committees, seems to advance work quickly for some committees, but not work so well in other committees. And as through that analysis, attempt to see whether we could describe management approaches, work management approaches, priority setting approaches, certain types of decision-making criteria that appear to help work advance more quickly. That was the concept. And given now, as the Secretary has said, most committees have developed work management approaches or decision criteria or something like that, it would be possible to step back, do a study, look across all Codex committees and see whether there are elements that might be encouraged in some committees who may not be using those approaches. That was the idea. Hence the recommendation possibly for a consultant. Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Chair Hollebeck. Member for Europe, please.
Thank you, Vice Chair. I think a lot of the work of Codex has been subject to analysis by consultants, and I think I note in this in the box, the notes box. Associated with 3.4 is empty. Now, I think a lot of work has been done, or some work has been done in any case. There has been guides to chairs, there's been clarifications in the procedural manual, and I think others mentioned there's been the retreat for chairs. I think work has been done, maybe not an analysis by a consultant, but certainly there has been work done to look at how to facilitate better advancement, better consideration of texts within the Codex system. So at the least, I think these should be acknowledged in the notes box, because I think there has been a lot of work. In addition to that, this committee is also encouraging committees to look at problem texts, problem standards. So there's a good deal of work going on, and it may be that we want to consider, well, maybe we want to continue doing this before we start spending money on a consultant, given that there are concerns around budgets and other things. So I recognise it's come out of the strategic plan. It's one of the goals, it's one of the activities, but there has been a lot of work done already. So we maybe need to, the chair is start stepping back. We may need to step back at the CC exec and see whether or not we actually want to do a further analysis by consultant, or whether we want to wait and see whether or not the outcomes or the directions of this executive committee are actually yielding fruit through the committees. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for Europe. Member for Latin American and Caribbean countries, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Coincidimos con lo manifestado por el miembro por Europa y en realidad básicamente consideramos que quizás es prematuro y que originalmente el secretariado podría ampliar la información que ha brindado en el cuadro en base a lo señalado por el miembro por Europa y si fuera necesario más adelante, si eso no fuera suficiente, evaluar la posibilidad de contratar un consultor.
Thank you, member for Latin American Caribbean. Well, it seems that the proposal is that the secretariat may consider taking up this activity on analyzing the work management approaches. It is true that a number of programs have already been organized. The retreat has been done, and we are going to discuss possibility of institutionalizing this system in the agenda number 10 today, tomorrow, maybe. And then there are other informal meetings also that are organized as to how we can facilitate the work of different subsidiary bodies. Madam Secretary, would you like to respond to this question of whether the Secretariat would be in a position to take up this work on its own and subsequently, if required, by a consultant?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think this should be seen as something different from the informal meetings of chairs or other informal meetings, because we have it's not only the chair, I think it's a whole system and how the committees work, etc. There are guidelines to the chair, I think as mentioned by other members in the discussion, there have been the requirements, the recommendations to the chair, recommendations on the conduct of meetings. Some of them are really general, like the consideration of comments, which was discussed several times there. It's also related to facilitating consensus, these various measures, so we could try to do some synthesis. Also, perhaps entering, as I mentioned before, on some of the work management approaches mentioned in the previous boxes on this item relating to what was done in the committees dealing with food safety, for example, that improved the work management as relates to scientific advice or some other areas, so we can of course do what the committee wants us to do, and we could prepare trying to put the little, to put together what already exists and give some examples and some examples of how it improved the work. We have of course some example where we could see that's also related to our paper on the speed of codex standard. Where we see some improvement across the years, for what reasons? So that we could do such a paper. I think you would expect it for the next session of the executive committee, probably. So we will certainly try to do what is necessary for the committee to discuss. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. I think that can be a good starting point, and we could look at a document at the next meeting of the Executive Committee. Well, if there are no other comments, Madam Hulebeck would like to make a comment.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. It's really a housekeeping comment. When we discussed agenda item 2 today, the new draft priority work priority criteria guidance, we accepted them. We will recommend them to the CAC. It may be premature at this point, but perhaps we could put in square brackets, certainly. Item 3.3 provides advice by the Secretariat suggesting that CCPFV and CCFFV develop priority setting criteria, and that is in fact specifically mentioned in the guidance that we discussed this morning. It's in additional proposals to the Executive Committee number 2. So perhaps you may put it in square brackets until the executive, until the commission accepts this language, but it's clearly something we have already decided.
Yes. Thank you, Madam Hulebeck, for pointing this out. And the Secretariat may take note of this. Would you like to make a comment on this? No.
Yes.
Madam Secretary, please.
Mr. Chairman, this was completion of criteria by 2008 because the committees, I'm not sure about square brackets, we can put something in the report in addition, because here in that it's really the status of what the committees have done, just to show that the committees have completed with the requirement of the strategic plan and they have replied. So perhaps it's something, if we cannot really change the, okay, this document was working document, so we cannot change. We can put something in the report and saying in relation to that, there was an additional, we should put in the report because the table itself now we do not, it's updated for each exec, we cannot change the document as such, now it was working document. So I thought it was rather a recommendation from the committee. When we get to that part in the report dealing with the strategic plan, we can refer to what was decided under agenda item 2 or repeat it there if you want, but this is working document as such, we could not really change, and that was
thank you, Madam Secretary. Well, you could be put into the report, but the meeting of the commission will take place after one more executive committee meeting, and perhaps this statement could be updated and brought before the executive committee, next executive committee, before it goes to the commission. Will that be all right? Thank you very much. If there are no further comments on goal 3, we could go over to goal 4. Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This one is only on to one. Oh, sorry. It's promoting cooperation between Codex and relevant international organizations. So this is ongoing. The document for the executive committee, there is no specific document because it's prepared every time for consideration by the commission. So we put the reference to the latest document, and of course it will be, it was not on a mission, but just to have some reference. And this is, all of these are continuing. The activities of other standard setting bodies, report to the exec and the commission. For example, the work with OIE, we will discuss in the Committee on General Principles, the question of joint standards, that's one example which is ongoing, so that's part of this work. Contribution to the work of other international bodies. It's the same, it's also in the document presented to the Commission when, for example, other organizations refer to Codex standards. All of these are ongoing. As regards 4.5, it was responsible parties were the Codex members and the coordinating committees. We've had this questionnaire on coordination at the national level, which was sent to all the regional coordinating committees, and the references of the alinoms. It was discussed in all the regional coordinating committees, and we will. It's one of the standing items on the agenda, and we would probably continue if the committee agrees. Completion by 2009. So it was already completed in that sense. The questionnaire was sent, and we had the replies from the coordinating committees. But of course, they may wish to continue discussing this issue on a regular basis to have, as it's important aspect of the cooperation, is the coordination at the national and the regional level. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Are there any comments from the floor, please? Member for North America, please.
Thank you. Again, maybe just asking some questions. On 4.1, tracking the activities, I think, as I understood it, we get reports from the various organizations at the meetings. The question is, do we need to do any more than to receive reports? This sort of suggests a little more compilation and analysis than receiving reports, and so I just put the question out to the group as to whether or not we think that more needs to be done there. The other question I had on 4.5, we have the questionnaires back. Did we learn anything? Do we have any information from that might be useful to us that we might want to factor in our future decisions?
Thank you, Member for North America. Well, on 4.1, we do, as you said, we do get reports and presentations are made by OIE, WTO, and other organizations, ISO. Well, perhaps the Secretariat could look at preparing a paper which would assimilate the activities of other standard-setting bodies and how they could correlate with the activities of the Codex and what probably we could do to take it forward. It's probably one thought which comes to my mind, and I would request the members from the floor to give any further comments on this idea. Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This strategic plan was adopted by the CC exec. It's mentioned what is the output and the indicator. So it's indicated here. That's a report to the executive and the commission. That's one. And that's what we are doing. So here we are discussing what is in the strategic plan, of course, for the information of the committee. The input on the activities of other standard-setting bodies are presented to several relevant committees, especially OIE in the case of all the areas dealing with food safety of products of animal origin, food hygiene, task force on antimicrobial resistance, where, of course, there was also some expert joint consultation. So there is a lot, if not that we just present a report to the Commission. This is what we are asked to do from the strategic plan, what we do at this level of CC exec and commission, which is general. But we have a lot of reports, a lot of direct input and comments from these organizations into the work of the various committees. OIE is one example. Another example is the Olive Oil Council for a specific issue. Another example is, of course, ISO and a lot of the organization working in the area of the methods of analysis, where it's in terms of reference of the committee on methods of analysis and sampling to coordinate the work. So it's done in a lot of other committees. There are a lot of we are at a general level in the executive committee and the commission. So that was just to inform that we have to present what is requested in the strategic plan. But of course, the cooperation takes place in a lot of various committees and various areas. So that's what I wanted to make very clear for the discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. The idea of mentioning this was how do we utilize the inputs or the reports which are given? Of course, they do get associated in various committee meetings, but they also have their own framework of formulating standards as to how we are utilizing those standards within our codex working and to what extent there is I'm missing out that word, to what extent are we working together to see that there is harmonization of these standards with respect to our food safety matters. That was the idea that came to my mind. Member from Latin America, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Yo supongo que dentro de este objetivo también está el intercambio de información entre el Codex y la Organización Mundial de Comercio. Y en realidad lo que quería señalar es que en las anteriores gestiones del secretariado, la verdad que ver los reportes del Codex al Comité SPS no aportaba ningún tipo de información sustancial. Ahora, cuando uno ve la medida en que el indicador de estas actividades está mencionado, puede suponer por qué. Porque en realidad, prácticamente lo único que hizo el Codex en años anteriores ha sido informarle a la OMC la cantidad de estándares que ha aprobado. Y en realidad, el número de estándar me parece que no tiene ninguna significancia. Que en el pasado, saber de qué se trata o por dónde pasan los grandes cuestionamientos o las grandes discusiones que tienen lugar en el Codex, quizá le reporte un dato muy importante al Comité SPS y a sus miembros, especialmente de los países en desarrollo, porque en muchos países en desarrollo los representantes del Comité SPS no están vinculados a las actividades de Codex. Entonces, en lo particular, y creo que en esto acompaña a toda Latinoamérica y el Caribe, quisiéramos que los informes del Codex al Comité SPS reflejen más debidamente los temas relevantes y básicamente los temas que por alguna razón son conflictivos y donde los miembros mencionan principios OMC. Gracias.
Thank you, member for Latin America. Coordinator for Latin American Caribbean countries, please.
Gracias, presidente. Me parece que el objetivo 4, promover la cooperación entre Codex y otras organizaciones, no debería delimitarse solo a un reporte, sino que debería de establecer criterios adecuados de hasta dónde llega Codex y hasta dónde llegan las otras organizaciones. Eso sería básico de establecer y no solo un intercambio de información, el cual todos podemos obtener a lo mejor de un website o de reportes que los mismos miembros de nuestros gobiernos nos traen. Después de ello y después de establecer cómo debería de ser la información, el intercambio y hasta dónde llega cada una de las organizaciones, deberíamos de prevalecer y Codex debería de tomar una posición sobre los estándares privados y organizaciones que hacen estándares privados a nivel internacional. Y eso es en lo que no hemos estado trabajando. No solo hacer un reporte, sino en establecer dónde, y dónde, cómo y hasta cuándo. Gracias.
Thank you, Coordinator for Latin American Caribbean Countries. Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will reply first to the first intervention, to which we had replied in some detail already at the last session of the Executive Committee. It's in paragraph 105. We had already indicated, and we will repeat, that in all the contribution we provide to the SPS and to the TBT Committee on Codex activities, the list of standards and the number, it's only after each commission where we put the list in each of these submissions. We have recalled that the following information is provided: the work in progress in the relevant committees, the main items, like we say, in food hygiene, they will discuss Vibrio, they will discuss this and this annex. With the list of the work, of course, it's a summary, because we have a summary, we cannot put very long, but we list all the committees. For SPS, we put the focus on what is related to food safety. We put the list of the committees which will take place. What has been decided in the committees held between each of the sessions, there are three SPS committees in the year. We put the information on what is the subject which is under discussion, especially if it's related to some trade concern. Of course, if there is any requirement in the discussion, if there is some trade concern in which we are, the work of Codex is to which the work of Codex is related, we also intervene when required and provide the update on that, or any request for information from the governments. But the submission itself includes the summary of the issues which are under discussion in the committees which have taken place, the results, and in the committees which will take place, what will be discussed. And it's like that absolutely every time. So it's not only a list. Also, we provide information on the capacity building activities of FAO and WHO, including the trust funds, the regional workshops. So once in a year, we present a comprehensive document, the same, which is presented to the committee on all capacity building activities. And in the other sessions, we provide some update, like coordinating committee, where there will be some workshop or any regional activity in which we are involved. And I can perhaps ask you to look at the report of the SPS, where we have provided the intervention, and to the actual document, which is prevented. We go through the detail and do not only provide a list. And that was confirmed what we had said also last time. And we can provide to any interested government this submission. They are also public document of the SPS, so you can see, and the TBT as well. Regarding the other intervention, regarding what we should do, for the moment, we are following, in this item, we are following the work on the strategic plan and how we have complied with the requirement of the strategic plan. If there are some other work which is required from the Executive Committee or the Commission, of course, that could be proposed by any members, and we can always discuss. But it's written now, that report to the Exec and Commission. And as I mentioned, we have other parts, other aspects of these activities which are in the specific committees. So it's not only a report. There's a lot of interaction, and this is in all the reports of the committees. So that's that was also how far we should go, etc., relating to the cooperation with other organizations. I would like to draw your attention to the guidelines for cooperation with intergovernmental organizations, which was developed in the Committee on General Principles and now is in the procedural manual. As regards procedure, we have ongoing discussion in the case of ORE in the Committee on General Principles. So that was that's the current situation. We can ask to do something more. We can also relate to other discussions, one on the private standards. But here we are reporting on what is requested from the strategic plans. But all the other or additional work or other aspects, we can of course take up in any other following any other requests from the members. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Perhaps if I got the views of the coordinator of Latin American Caribbean countries correct, was with respect to the output and the measurable indicators which are given in front of, which means that we need to indicate to the members what are the complementarities or gaps or duplication or conflict with the work of other international organizations, which needs to be provided in a simpler form so that the members can be aware of what the distinctions and complementarities are. Am I right, the coordinator from Latin American Caribbean, in assessing what you said? Would you like to make an additional comment, please? Thank you. Please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Me parece que lo que contestó el secretariado de Codex no resuelve el punto que se quiso hacer en la intervención anterior. El objetivo 4 del plan estratégico es un objetivo general que dice promover la cooperación entre el Codex y otras organizaciones internacionales pertinentes. Me parece que estamos perdiendo de vista el cómo debe de ser esa coordinación y cómo debe de ser esa cooperación. No se han puesto las reglas claras en blanco y negro en ningún punto, y sobre todo para no solo con las tres organizaciones hermanas, sino con otros organismos internacionales que hacen normas, y lo hemos pedido en diferentes ocasiones. Me parece que debería de haber un trabajo, o este comité ejecutivo debería de recomendar un trabajo en el cual el Codex tome una decisión en cómo va a trabajar la cooperación con otros organismos internacionales de normalización.
Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, if it's on the procedures and how we undertake or carry out this type of coordination, as I mentioned, we have some guidelines, but perhaps if that's not enough, it would be something to raise in the Committee on General Principles if there is a need for additional guidance on how we proceed. That would be the approach, if there is a need for more guidelines or more procedures in that respect. That's just the reply. If it's to go further than really looking at the current situation. Thank you.
We'll take one more intervention before the close of the day. Member from Europe, please.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. I remember back in my previous Codex days, this was a big issue for discussion. And I think in terms of tracking the progress against the strategic plan, I think the note, again, like my previous comment, the notes section could do with some more comprehensive notes in there. As the Codex Secretary has said, there have been changes to the guidance. A lot of the international standard-setting bodies are observers of Codex meetings, and I know from experience that they intervene when there are standards being discussed in which they have an interest. So I think I don't think the notes section does justice to the current activities. I don't know about the other sort of the more formal processes for cooperation with these standard setting bodies, but they are involved and have access to Codex work. And again, I think that should be reflected more comprehensively in the notes section, because otherwise it just looks like we haven't done anything and it's just sort of ongoing. But there are concrete things which have been done over the last 2 or 3 years.
FAO, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Con su indulgencia quisiera simplemente referirme a un ejemplo que nos permita conocer cómo es que estamos utilizando la información, que fue una pregunta concreta. ¿Qué estamos haciendo con esta información que se produce en alguna de las intervenciones? Quisiera referirme, por ejemplo, al caso concreto de la producción del estándar que el Comité de Higiene de los Alimentos está produciendo sobre control de salmonela y campylobacter en aves, en el cual, a partir de la información proporcionada por OAI, por ejemplo, acerca del trabajo desarrollado, el CODEX y OAI han venido trabajando coordinadamente para apoyar los trabajos de la generación de este tipo de este tipo de documento. La información proporcionada también por diferentes otras organizaciones internacionales sirve también, nos ha servido también en el último periodo, por ejemplo, para identificar áreas en las cuales podemos trabajar conjuntamente. Estoy hablando también como FO, puesto que también nos ha permitido identificar áreas en las cuales podremos trabajar conjuntamente para proporcionar una asesoría científica y aún más también para reunir esfuerzos en el área de capacitación. Es decir, la información ha venido siendo usada, quizá como decía el representante de miembro de Europa, tendremos que describirla en algún lugar, porque el trabajo se ha hecho y se ha avanzado.
Thank you, FAO. Well, goal 4 certainly is extremely important, as it would promote codex process on a worldwide basis. And on a general basis, the title of Goal 4 says promoting cooperation between CODEX and other relevant international organizations. And that is what the coordinator from Latin America and Caribbean countries mentioned as to what is the way forward, as to what exactly is the activity plan for meeting this goal. Apart from reporting, what is the proposal as to how we need to take this forward is something that is an important aspect to be considered. Perhaps the Secretariat might like to reflect on this in the next Executive Committee meeting by preparing some base paper or a discussion paper on this. Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We always prepare a document for the Commission, so that will be there will be a document on the activities of the other international organizations for the next Commission. Normally it's prepared every year, so that was why we have in the note only the reference to that document. It will be it's not updated every 6 months, okay, that might be the case, but so far it had already been it has always been done every year for the Commission, and the same document, of course. That's more discussion for the Commission, and of course the Executive Committee looks at it from the point of view of the strategic plan. So for the next session of the Commission, we will update the document, and we will put perhaps we haven't got just the document in front of us. There are the general part, but we'll give perhaps more examples, saying exactly in which committee they have, for example, really the input of OIE was used, or the input of other organizations was used, to put more detail or see exactly how it was used. There is a general part, which is a statement submitted by the organization concerned, which they submit to us. And we will also indicate perhaps what was mentioned in the discussion, how it was used in some specific examples in the committees held in the previous year or in the recent years, for example, so that we can add if that would be, as my colleague from WHO has mentioned, also in some areas related maybe to capacity building or other areas or scientific advice, how we cooperate, we can put more of that. There was already several elements which were indicated by the concerned organizations, but we will put perhaps more detail on how it is used in the specific committees or specific areas in that respect. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. quick comment from member from North America, please.
Well, just to expand a little bit, it seems to me that that the 4.1 is at least talking about something that starts looking a little more into where, and I'll just read directly from it, potential complementaries, gaps, duplication, or conflict with the work of other international organizations. Now, that may be in those reports, if you may be able to glean it, but it's not going to be necessarily pointed out directly in the reports. And so I think perhaps what you were getting to, Mr. Chair, is that when the Secretariat reflects on this and comes back to the Executive Committee, that they might also reflect on, are there other ways that we can present this information that will be useful to the committee in terms of making decisions based on some of the things that are listed there in 4.1?
Thank you, Member for North Europe, North America, please. Well, if we continue, we are going to lose the translation. So perhaps we could take up any additional comments tomorrow, unless there are very pressing points under Goal 4. Otherwise, we could take them up tomorrow morning. We will take up your comment tomorrow, member from Latin American Caribbean. Thank you very much. And any housekeeping comment? Mm-hmm. We will reassemble at 9:30 tomorrow morning in this room.
Oh, yes, a reception. Sorry, the reception at 6.
There is a
reception.
Yes, there is a reception.
There is a reception hosted by WHO. In the restaurant. Okay. Thank you very much. Good evening.